toll free number here tonight for you. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features that we give you there are free. You can actually go and control the content of the site, submit new items to it, and then vote on the ones you like, vote down the ones you don't like, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there for free. That's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
As we continue, we will, of course, take your calls about anything. Also want to update you on what's going on. Where or what was going on over the weekend at the NATO protests in Chicago, where some of the guys from WeAreChange.org have been pulled over by the police. And I have to say that I like the direction that We Are Change has gone. First, when I first heard of them was several years ago, and they seemed to be obsessed with the 9/11 thing. At least that's the impression I got from kind of the videos that
I felt too when I first learned of the organization.
And now I see them doing really good accountability videos and like recording
cops. Yeah, Rudowski has really, been a, I guess for lack of a better term, leader, or by example as well.
He's actually one of the guys in this video that got pulled over by a dozen cops in Chicago. And when I was looking at their new logo at WeAreChange.org, it's basically a camera. Like, it looks like a professional kind of video camera with a stock of a gun on it. It's a pretty cool logo, you know, like the quote.
The camera's the new gun.
Right, camera being the new gun, quote from Judge Napolitano, and they've actually made that into their logo. And so it's a cool-looking logo.
Nice.
So they're doing, I think, good work, and this story is over at rawstory.com. Occupy Wall Street live streamers Tim Pool, Luke Rudowski, Rudkowski, and Jeff Shively, along with two other friends, were driving back to their apartment around midnight on Saturday after a long day covering the anti-NATO protests in Chicago when they were suddenly surrounded by 12 police cars and told to come out with their hands raised. "Get your hands up! Hands! Effing hands!" the officers yelled at them. The police, and there's video of this, it's pretty intense.
Don't worry, I believed them.
The police never explained why the men were being detained, but handcuffed and interrogated them, searched their car, repeatedly slammed one of their computer hard drives against the car floor, and attempted to delete their footage of the incident before it could be archived at Ustream. According to Fire Dog Lake, Poole tweeted...
So Ustream, they were uploading as things went on?
They were live streaming. Yeah, they weren't actually recording, they were live streaming. The cop did not realize that breaking the device only uploads it to the internet.
So, according to Fire Dog Lake, Poole tweeted a couple hours later, the police were still following them on the police scanner at around 2 a.m. They allegedly wanted the targeted journalists to announce where they were staying for the night so they could raid where they were staying. A few hours after that, however, Poole posted at Facebook that they were at a safe place. Fire Dog Lake also recounts a similar incident involving other live streamers and concludes that in each of these instances, the police did not inform those detained why they were being detained. The police stopped them to find criminal activity that they could then use against the journalists to make arrests. So, for instance, you know, shake them down, see if they got some pot on them or something like that.
Them, yeah.
And so far, they have not been able to find any justification for arresting any of these people, but they have been able to briefly frighten and infuriate these journalists and also to impound a vehicle.
Yep, sounds like they were fishing to pull them off the streets from reporting what they, you know, their perspective of the events from, you know, the street level.
Absolutely. And so the video's up there at rawstory.com, but I'm going to post a link at the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com in the show prep section there, or the show notes section. You'll be able to see this if you would like to do so. And that's not the only news out of the NATO protests in Chicago. Big news went national involving someone from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Jared Chase and two other guys were arrested by the cops there in the feds. In Chicago for ostensibly, I guess, manufacturing and or storing Molotov cocktails, as I understand it.
Which is really weird because a Molotov cocktail takes like 5 seconds to make if you have like a lawnmower as like gas in the house or something.
You need a bottle, you need gasoline, you need
a rag.
A rag and maybe some Tide detergent, powdered detergent.
So big red flag just for anybody who's listening out there. If somebody's asking you to store these things, it's probably a setup because there's no need. These things are already stored in your house, most likely, if you're like 80% of homes or something. It's ridiculous.
And that's the claim, is that someone asked them to store them for them?
It is my understanding. I've only been reading various blogs about this, but Carlos Miller, who's a guy who's visited Keene, a great police accountability blogger.
Right, from PixIQ.com, P-I-X-I-Q.
Exactly. And he is blogging about this, and he actually has a picture that's been searching or being passed around the internet of a guy named Mo, who was arrested with these three individuals. There's a picture of it on his website, CarlosMiller.com or Pixie.com. And he was arrested, taken away, handcuffed, and that's the picture that's shown here by some other folks that were nearby. But yet he never made it to jail, and he has not been written on any indictments. And
Never been seen again.
Right, and then there were stories about the lawyer that is representing these guys now who has said that an informant, now I can only assume that it is Mo after reading Carlos's thing, was very adamant, almost to the point of force, when asking the favor of storing such items that were raided. It was also mentioned by the person who owned or was renting the house. He was arrested. They took a bunch of things because he must homebrew beer, and that's why he was detained, and then he was later let go. So what they told the newspaper was all this terrorist-type making materials and things is really all the equipment you use to homebrew beer. And the actual only terrorist items they found were these pre-made Molotov cocktails.
Look at all these bottles. They were going to make even more Molotovs.
Exactly. That, you know, it's just, hey, you know, Mo went in there, realized that they have a bunch of bottles around. I'll bring in the most convenient thing that could make this look really bad. And, hey, we've saved NATO, and we've protected Chicago, and we thwarted another attack that we started.
Attack thwarting.
According to, and anybody that's been paying attention to the way these government bust-ups of alleged terror rings have occurred would have been able to guess this in advance, that was this guy really making Molotov cocktails, or was there something else afoot? According to Michael Dutch from the National Lawyers Guild, I guess the National Lawyers Guild were offering their services to the protesters over the weekend, where if they were giving out phone numbers, and if you were to have been arrested, you could call them and they will come to your aid and essentially be your attorney for free, I guess, if you were involved in protesting there. So Michael Dutch interviewed over at Democracy Now. This has been posted to freekeen.com for those who'd like to see the full interview. But he said that obviously we don't have access to all the information the state has, but what we do know is that there were police, undercover police officers, that ingratiated themselves with people who come from out of town. And from our information, these so-called incendiary devices and the plans to attack police stations, attack the mayor's office, is all coming from the mind of the police informants and are not coming from our clients, who are nonviolent protesters. They are not anarchists. They don't belong to a black bloc organization. They're involved with nonviolent protest. And what we believe is that this is a way to stir up prejudice against the people who are exercising their First Amendment rights. So you got the National Lawyers Guild saying, you know, this isn't what the government is saying it is. CarlosMiller.com reporting details on the alleged snitch or the informant here.
Yeah, that's pretty concrete to me. A picture of a man who's arrested with the same individuals, doesn't make it to jail, doesn't get charged in any of the indictments. You know.
Well, another thing that's clear to me is that they mention one philosophical belief during this list of things that these people are not. They are not mass murderers. They did not possess arms. They did not do this. They did not do that. And
they're not anarchists.
They didn't say they're not Democrats. They didn't say they're not Republicans. They didn't say they're not peace activists. They didn't say any of these things. They said they are not anarchists. And this, to me, says another reason why somebody wouldn't want to use that word to describe themselves.
Yeah, I definitely am not interested in calling myself an anarchist, because it's got all that baggage associated with it. But I just think it is interesting. And the picture of that that guy being led away by a cop in handcuffs, as you're pointing out, he hasn't shown up in any paperwork, no arrests, not on record, no evidence he was even taken to the police station. I don't think they disappeared him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they put a black bag over his head and took him up to some secret military brig where they took the other three guys and they took them to jail.
But you'll never know.
Odds are good this guy was the undercover agent.
Well, and I'm sure he'll come out like most undercovers or snitches do in future documents. The closer you get to trial, the more names they have to give up.
They have to give up, right. 855-450-FREE, unless, of course, these guys take a plea deal. But it looks like they've got the National Lawyers Guild on their side, so hopefully these attorneys will not be advising them to take a plea deal in this case. We'll, of course, continue to follow it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason,
if you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we have there for you, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can download as many as you like. Once again, freetalklive.com. And last night I made a tweak, a kind of a compromise on the archive quality. I think I may have gone overboard with the unlimited storage that we get with SoundCloud. We switched few weeks ago. We switched archive providers because we don't want to host, when you're doing podcasting like we are, you don't want to host your podcast on the same server that your website is on, just because there's a lot of, I guess, bandwidth that is being consumed by people downloading those files.
Makes everything laggy.
So you want to just kind of put those somewhere else with a professional podcast host. So that's what we'd done. We'd switched to SoundCloud.com. We're still with SoundCloud. They've been great. It's an awesome service. It's just that they give you unlimited storage. So I went a little crazy with that and started encoding the show at 96 kilobits per second, whereas we used to be at 48. And so what ended up happening was it doubled the size of the files that we're offering. And for some people, even though they have broadband internet connections, it just made the wait too long, because we're a pretty long show. I mean, this is it's a three-hour live show on the radio, and then once you finally cut out all the commercial breaks and you cut out the news breaks, you get 2 hours of solid show content. And so it takes a long time, I guess, for some people to download that, and it was upsetting to some folks. So I figured, well, it wouldn't be a huge cut to tweak it back to 64 kilobits per second. So it's still better sounding than it was. And, in fact, I doubt very many people are going to be able to tell the difference between 64 and 96. Because human voice, you don't need to have all that bit rate to accurately reproduce the range of the human voice. Human voice usually is like from, you know, the low end of the scale to like 7,000 hertz.
Plus, nobody's singing here. Yeah. You know, it's talking.
True, but the full range of human voice, you know, is pretty much up to about 7,000 hertz. Beyond that is more for musical instruments. So the human ear can hear up to 20,000 hertz. And when you get older, your ears usually go down to like 18,000. So younger people can hear things that older people can't. That's why they've installed devices, I think, at some schools to control the students that make a very high pitch noise. I've heard about this, at least. I don't know if it's actually happening, but some sort of a device that the teachers and the older staff can't actually hear, but is like ear-splittingly painful to younger people who
wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah. They can hear 20,000 hertz, or 20,000 hertz. So the idea was that GCN, our network, actually sends us the music beds that we put in our podcasts at 64 kilobits per second. So there's really no point in doing it at 96. We've cut it back. So to anybody that really had a thing for 96 kilobits per second, you can always amp and get them at 128. You can get the absolute maximum, you know, 20,000 hertz quality archive still if you are a Free Talk Live amplifier. For the regular listeners, you'll now have 33% faster downloads, and it'll still sound great. So yeah. Hope you like the slight tweak at freetalklive.com. And the archives still go all the way back to 2006, and they're all still completely free. So there you go. Let's continue with Dave listening in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Comrade Ian, do not follow the state propaganda. Hey, you hear about the propaganda bill they slipped in on the defense bill?
Yep. Actually, Mark's got the news story right here.
Man, I can't believe it, man. These guys, first of all, I can't believe that they could sneak in a bill on another bill. That should be outlawed in America.
Yes.
Man.
They've been doing it for a long time.
I know,
in most
man.
States.
And we buy it. We've been buying it for so long, and now they're finally sneaking in some real Nazi communist stuff or whatever, propaganda in the verbiage of an American bill. This is like the first thing that dies in war is the truth. And this is like the tell, you know, like in a poker game, the big tell is, man, they're in this war against us, man. They're saying
it's
they want a license to lie to us. They've been lying to us all the while, but now it's going to be
okay
to lie. And if you, not, this is what I see coming, obstruction of federal propaganda. That's what they're going to come after the talk radio guy. You're obstructing, you don't go along with the propaganda. Mm. You're obstructing propaganda. The
threat to
propaganda.
The status quo, right?
You know, I've wondered about this, and
then they're going to give out grants, probably, for federal propaganda. People are going to go, oh, I can make money off of spreading the propaganda. I'm going to apply for a government grant.
They've done that before, where they've actually given out money to talk show hosts to cover certain things
they
that
have.
Are in their favor. it's all been happening.
I think that's much more likely.
Propaganda is a double-edged sword, man. We got to figure out our own propaganda that will just take their propaganda and make a big mishmash out of it.
Well, propaganda is just another word for information, you know. What I like to say, this is always told, like, cop block is propaganda. Well, yeah, it is. And
absolutely.
It's called cop block. But I'm not sitting here like Bill O'Reilly saying, yo, this is the no-spin zone. It's
right.
Fair and unbalanced. Like, that's propaganda because it's a lie. Really, propaganda for most people is just information. But to me, you add lying to it or deception, and like that's the no-spin zone because Bill O'Reilly is physically incapable as a human being to not put his own spin on things. It's just natural. So, of course, he's going to... The zone is spinning, Bill. It's spinning like a mofo.
Right. Fair and balanced. Yeah. Dave, we're going to give you some details
on this.
We're
going to have to claim... We're going to have to claim equal propaganda rights.
Well, there are some people that
want
to bring back...
equal propaganda, man.
You know, they used to have the Fairness Doctrine, as it was called, that mandated that all radio stations had to allow both sides, so-called, of an issue...
They're gonna have to allow my side because my side don't go along with both sides.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight, man. We're gonna give you more details on that here in moments. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Now, this is going in a defense bill, Mark? That's what Dave said.
Yeah, it's Buzz. I've got the story here. The BuzzFeed Michael Hastings, this is from BoingBoing.net, says reports on a revision to the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 and the Foreign Relations Authorization Act of 1987, which prohibit the use of government disinformation and propaganda campaigns within the USA. Of course, you could do it outside. The Voice of America is strong outside of the USA. They can say whatever they want out mm-hmm. there. The amendment, sponsored by Representative Mac Thornberry from Texas and Representative Adam Smith from Washington State, we just heard good things about that guy last night, would allow the U.S. government to knowingly tell lies to its people
wow.
in order to promote the government's own policies. Quoting, the new law would give sweeping powers to the State Department and the Pentagon.
So now they can knowingly tell lies. Before, as long as they could claim it was not, we didn't know we were lying, it would have been all right.
Well, and the police could lie to you, you know. Like,
sure, they're right. encouraged to.
Especially if it would lead to convictions or you incriminating yourself. Like, yeah, they were told, you know, you will do whatever you need to get this information.
Absolutely. The cops are trained to lie to you. But they're saying that this would now be, you know, official policy
yes.
for all government agencies that they could...
The fact that they even bring this up just as it's stunning to me. Are people still asleep on this one? I mean, they must be. There's people. You said that some people came to your house campaigning for Obama today.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Are you getting paid?
No, we're volunteering. We're happy with this stuff. You know?
Let's come back with more. I want to hear more about this story here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. I mean, has anybody in the government actually ever been prosecuted for making stuff up? It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Disaster3Survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com features including the mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m as in mobile.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can reach our live streams quickly. You can also get the software that you need to tune in to said live streams over at m.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your phone calls about anything. Mark, you are telling us about news that apparently there's a proposal, and Dave had called in from Montana to say it was part of a defense bill. You're saying they're trying to, update some old legislation. Do we know if this, they have to, include these updates in the defense bill in order to get them to pass, or how this is working? Or is there anything about a defense bill, in the news that you're looking at? Because if they put this in a defense bill, there's no way it won't pass.
Yeah, I can't.
It'll pass.
I know that it has to do with the Defense Department, but I don't know that it has to do anything with specifically a defense bill.
Give me a rundown of what it does again. It updates some old legislation.
Right. It updates the Smith-Mundt, M-U-N-D-T, Act of 1948 and the Foreign Relations Authorization Act of 1987. And which prohibit the use of government disinformation and propaganda campaigns within the U.S. to get rid of that stuff.
Oh, but outside of it's okay.
Right. Well, everything's going to be fair game.
Yeah.
So the new law would give sweeping powers to the State Department and Pentagon to put...
So every time they've lied to you, And this isn't just specifically about military propaganda. This is, like, any kind of propaganda.
As I understand it.
So, like, every time they've told a lie, like in all the anti-drug war education.
Right, this is your brain on drugs.
Then that's all been completely illegal, according to this. So it's not like they've ever charged themselves with the violation of the Mundt Act or whatever it is in the past. So ultimately, they're just kind of doing a CYA here. I mean, because they've been lying this whole time. Now it's just going to be official policy that they can lie.
I guess. You know, I mean, I can't speak to...
We're going to fix this boo-boo we have here in government. We see that we're being a little hypocritical. Therefore, instead of lying across the country to overthrow other governments, we're just going to say we'll lie everywhere, including here. You're not safe either here.
Yeah, like, I can't speak to why Normal hasn't called them on some of the stuff that they said in DARE class. I never took a DARE class. I don't know anything about it.
Well, there's been plenty of people calling them on it, but what are you supposed to do about it?
Take them to court. They broke the law.
Yeah,
you
get
standing
works.
If you've been lied to.
No, you don't.
The law they wrote, you know. How many times have we caught government officials breaking the law where, like, nothing happens?
I will agree that unless you get some you know, not-for-profit agency like the ACLU or, you know, whatever organization it is behind you to push your lawsuit, that you probably don't have much luck. But some of these organizations do have luck when they take it all the way.
Let's go to Matthew, listening in West Harvard, Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Ian Marcadamo.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just had a little anecdote. I work at a grocery store where I'm like a carriages guy. You know, I round up the carriages and all that.
Yep.
I saw a car, and there were two bumper stickers on it. One of the bumper stickers said something to the effect of war is not the answer. The other said Obama 2012.
Yes,
jeez.
And
these are pretty common sites around here. Team.
Yeah, it's just like something doesn't quite add up, right? You know? And
that's the kind of person I'd like to have a conversation with.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the person. You know,
right.
It was just I never saw him really come out. But that was it's just. I just brought it up because, you know, Mark had said, like, you know, someone was doing some walking around for Obama, or I don't know, exactly, fundraising or something. So, yeah, it's this kind of thing. It's just they're not, you know, thinking critically. They're not really looking at, you know, what is this administration's policies, you know, NDAA, you know, you know, this guy wants to indefinitely detain people. You know, meanwhile, no, this person thinks he's a peace person. Just still.
Right.
And that's the key. Like, still. You know, it's not just, it's not, you know, what's that saying that Bush always forgot how to say, right? You know, like,
fool me once, fool me again, or something like that. I think that's how he screwed it up.
Yeah, exactly. But and that's what it's getting to now. It's like, how long will it take, you know?
Great call tonight, Matthew. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE.
Well, I wonder about the peace people. I mean, I being a Quaker, I talk to a lot of peace activists, and I think that what they say to themselves is, okay, I'm at heart a Democrat. I'm for peace. And Obama's clearly not for peace, but my only other option is Mitt Romney, and he's not going to be any better than Obama on the war issue. And in fact, he's likely to be worse. Plus, he's a Republican and against some of the other things that I'm against. So really they're doing this cost-benefit analysis that so many people do, is which colostomy bag is the better colostomy bag for me.
They are probably doing the worst cost-benefit ratio possible, because what I found is, like you said, most people come in on one single issue for politics. I like Obama because of his foreign policy plan or his stance on this or stance on that, and then you ask him about these other things or the whole picture. Like, look at the man as a whole, and they probably would hate, you know, a large majority of what the individual stands for, and yet they have to support him because of the one issue that means the world to them. Like, all right, he's gonna save whales, or he's gonna let my sick grandma, you know, smoke the weed, you know, maybe. Like, I don't know which promise he's gonna give this time around, but, you know, so it's, hey, fine if it's fine if one thing's close to you, like the drug war is close to me, but I still have to be consistent about, you know, I don't use every single drug on this planet, but I want you to have the freedom to do so, you know. And I
apparently Obama has used some hard drugs himself. I found a photo here on one of those memes on Facebook says, smoked weed himself, throws you in prison anyways. And then there's a quote below it. Apparently, he's written a book entitled Dreams from My Father, where he's quoted as saying, I haven't checked the quote on this, but he's quoted as saying, I had learned not to care. I blew a few smoke rings, remembering those years. Pot had helped, and booze, maybe a little blow when you could afford it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's so, what I thought that he, I thought that it was, you know, common knowledge that he had done cocaine.
I had heard that he had done cocaine, but I hadn't heard him speak about it, right? So I hadn't heard a quote from him about it, and just kind of this offhanded way that that he's referring to it. Like, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. It's a little blow.
But, yeah, I mean, whatever. It's his body. I give him props. You know, most presidents dodge it. I mean, what was the first president? Wasn't it like Bush or, no, Clinton? That's like, Clinton, I smoked pot, but I didn't inhale.
Clinton didn't inhale. Coke was done by George Bush. Sure. That was admitted by Bush. And you know, now you've got another president who has done X in the past and now is throwing people in cages for doing the very same thing and refuses to even lighten up on marijuana.
And doesn't even see the hypocrisy in it, probably. Like, I mean, it's just... You know, insane, man.
If he does see the hypocrisy in it, he's certainly not going to answer any questions about it like that. He's not going to admit to it. It's sick.
It is very sick.
Let's continue with Jeremy, listening in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Damo and Mark.
Hey, you guys had a caller call in the other day. I think he was a Mormon guy who was talking about using that type of approach to turn people on to the ideas of liberty. I thought that was a really interesting call. Because he was talking about his experience as a missionary and, oh, you can't just come at people in a logical way. You have to sort of have this approach with liberty that's kind of emotional based. And he ended the show ended. I don't think he got a chance to call in, but I thought it was funny when he said that you filming the police was aggressing against them. I don't think that conversation was ever finished. But I thought it was interesting when this idea, like, how strong people's beliefs are in God. You try to talk to people about their beliefs. I mean, it ends conversations. They won't talk. Like, the beliefs in God are so entrenched, and it seems to me like talking to people about the ideas of liberty, their belief in a state, while someone has to control, there has to be cops, or there has to be that, like, this idea of this idea of the state having such a large presence seems to me, as for most people, just as logical as the idea of their belief in God. It's just
sure, Jeremy. If you want to expound upon your ideas, hang on. We can bring him back here in a moment. The religion / state similarities. 855-450-FREE. I mean, essentially, the belief in the state is a religious belief because it doesn't really exist. Only humans exist who are oppressing others. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
Damo.
And Mark.
And once again, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. We've got a lot of them. They include the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It's free like everything else on our website. But if you enjoy Free Talk Live and you'd like to help support the show, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can enter Amazon. There are different Amazon links. You can click into the right one for you. Maybe you live in the UK or Canada. There are Amazons for you. And, of course, there's the U.S. Amazon as well. You click into the right Amazon that you want to shop at and then get your shopping done. Get whatever it is you're looking for. Get a great price, delivery to your door, and you'll help Free Talk Live because it's the same great Amazon prices and shipping deals and everything you're used to. It's just that Amazon's going to cut Free Talk Live a portion of their sale because we sent them the business. So go and get your shopping done. Help Free Talk Live at the same time at shop.freetalklive.com. Although there's something, some things you just can't get at Amazon, like gourmet coffee.
Yeah, I couldn't speak to what kind of coffees they offer over at Amazon, but I can say that, I've only had so many really great cups of coffee in my life, and one of those places that I've managed to get them is the coffee that I got from O'Neill Coffee. And O'Neill Coffee, you can get to their website through coffee.freetalklive.com. They are a third generation family owned business, and they roast each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. A lot of companies, after they get a little older, as they grow, they lose their passion and mandate. That's not true with O'Neill Coffee. My favorite is the French roast decaf, but you might enjoy that one. But there are more than 40 different varieties, and whether flavor or gourmet over there. And when they say gourmet, they really do mean it. To show the Free Talk Live audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. When you go to coffee.freetalklive.com and you make your order, just to enter FTL in the special instructions there, they'll get your mug and your free shipping as a result. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue with Jeremy listening in Philly. You're commenting on a caller who had had called to talk about different activism approaches. He doesn't like the approach of recording government bureaucrats and holding them accountable. He would much rather go door to door like a Mormon might and attempt to convert people to the ideas of liberty in that way. I find that approach particularly invasive and pushy. I don't think that's a very good approach, but I suggested to him that he should try it and, you know, let us know how it goes, and asked him when he was going to move up to New Hampshire and show us how it's done. And when I asked him that question, he had no answer for it, because he's yet another person who's, in my opinion, just another critic and doesn't actually have any real activist cred to his own self that he can show us that, you know, hey, you're wrong. Look how successful I've been at converting everybody here in California to the ideas of liberty by going door to door.
Yeah, I appreciate feedback and stuff, but yeah, there's a fine line between feedback and a troll, and maybe not so fine. But if it was repetitive and like, hey, you should do this. Well, my answer always, because it's cop block is related, is hey, go and show us, the readers and viewers and supporters of Cop Block, what you're talking about. That's what it's intended to do.
But, Damo, you should do it, because it's such a great idea, and you're such a great activist. You should take my ideas and run with them, because they're the best.
Hey, sometimes I'll fall for that bait. I mean, one time I called the state police on the local police. I knew what was going to happen, but I did it because some person kept saying this to me. So I was like, all right, fine. The next time I'm going to call them, you're going to see what happens.
Right.
Because you never get arrested, so you never have a reason. You never do any activism, so you don't have a reason to call other police on other police.
And this is even common here amongst the activists in New Hampshire. I mean, somebody will have a good idea or an idea that they consider to be good. I've been guilty of it. Ian, I know you've been guilty of it. And, suggesting that other people do the activism mm-hmm. that they think is a good idea. And, here's a universal truth. You can take this, it has to do with, things beyond the ideas of liberty, has to do with things beyond the ideas of, the bounds of New Hampshire or the U.S. or whatever, is the good ideas are your ideas and the bad ideas are everybody else's. So nobody's going to do a bad idea.
So, Jeremy, you kind of were, I guess, riffing off that gentleman's call and pointing out the similarities between state, which is a belief system, and religion, which is specifically organized religion, which is also a belief system.
Yeah, I could see your criticism or pointing out that a door-to-door, that personal invasive type of approach might not work on a mass scale. But it's just interesting, though, because with religion, when someone's being converted, there's not really many evidence or facts. It's all personal experience. And do you think that same type of feel good personal experience could be used to turn someone onto liberty, or is that an oxymoron or something that's not really possible? Because to be really turned onto liberty, you have to come at it from a logical way. I wasn't sure. Was he talking about like Mormon, as in go door to door and talk to them about liberty, or was he talking about like use some type of way to make them feel really good, like dumbed down?
My understanding was he was talking specifically about going door to door and marketing the liberty ideas in that fashion, a la the Mormons, which is what his experience
now,
was.
I would say that nothing, people believe that they're converted by logic, and some people certainly like logical ideas better than other people like logical ideas, but nothing sells without emotion, and there's value to what he says there. Now, can the ideas of liberty be sold, emotionally? I think that they can. I think that you can find the issues that people are passionate about.
Well, you have to tell a story that people can connect with, that they can identify with. And, of course, if somebody has also has experienced the aggression of those calling themselves the state, then they've already had some emotions that are very negative in relation to the idea of the state. They're then in a much easier place to bring on board with these ideas, whereas if you're just starting from scratch with the average person who still believes in the idea of the state, that can be a difficult proposition.
Right, I think I fall right in the middle here of what everyone's saying, and that's because I've done some projects that the internet and YouTube have been absolutely instrumental in making them quote unquote successful or helping reach other people. But I'd still say nothing replaces the face-to-face interactions, which is why a lot of the projects I had done had tours involved and meetups, and we would sit down and actually look across the table with somebody. But on the other hand, like I think I've said even before on this show, is that you know, three ways people get involved in this stuff. You know, it's either the government does something to them, the government does something to somebody they love, or you've been in, like, the military, you know, or worked for the government.
Right.
You know, you've been employed by the government. So you've seen the, you know, jacking around the government can do to people on a firsthand basis, however you look at it, for the most part. So it's a combination of both. It's the emotional aspect. So, like, if you could go door to door, but the person who's going to let you in, sit you down for coffee and tea, is going to be the one whose son's doing a 16-year bid for, you know,
right.
having some plant substance that is deemed illegal or, you know, et cetera.
It's weird because there's this conflicting idea because the state hurts them so bad, and with their taxes or their loved ones dying in a war or someone they know being prosecuted for drugs that's a good person. I mean, the state hurts people in so many ways, but then at the same time they turn around and say how much it's needed. But, well, that's the price you pay by participating in society. And it's just, I'm dumbfounded at how it could hurt people so bad, and then they turn around and welcome it and say they need it, and then turn around with the same time and defend it.
It's funny how they can call something society, the state, as we understand it. I mean, this is the single most deadly thing in the 20th century. I mean, more deadly than heart disease was governments around the world. This is the thing, this is the price we pay for civil society. What? What's civil about it?
It's the most insane version of Stockholm Syndrome. I mean, that's the only way to understand it, is Stockholm Syndrome, of course, is the idea that eventually people who are held hostage will come, there's a chance they'll come to identify with their captors. They'll feel for them. They'll, you know, connect with them, and then, you know, they'll want to help them or feel bad if they get hurt or whatever. Stockholm Syndrome is what people are suffering from, in that the state claims on one hand to take care of them, but also on the other hand, the people calling themselves a state are also the people that are constantly aggressing against them, threatening them, intimidating them, forcing them to do certain things. But it's gone on for so long, and the propaganda that now apparently they can now, or they will in the future, be able to legally lie to people, all the state-oriented propaganda has been very effective at getting them to believe the story that the state exists to protect them, when, of course, we know that's not true.
Right, and here's one thing that I often say is I like to differentiate between the state and government, because people always say, well, we can't go without government. And I, you know, that means different things to libertarians than it does to
normal
folks.
Govern yourself.
What's that?
Govern yourself or hire someone to govern you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that there's different ways of government. Like, oh, yeah, here in the course of 5,000 years of civilization, all the ways that government could possibly be meted out, basically two have been tried, maybe three if you count socialism as something different. Three different types, that's it? Those are the only choices of government?
Jeremy, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Immigration, up next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.